Hey, welcome to Practicing His Presence, as we take time to hear God's voice together and learn to live in the gift of His presence. As we start our time together today, I wanted to share a quote from Pastor John Mark Comer. His work and words have been so helpful to many of us in this community as we've learned to unhurry and enter into moments of still listening. And when it comes to contemplative practices like Lectio Divina, John Mark Comer says this: "You can't succeed or fail at this practice. The goal is simply to show up. Resist the urge to say, 'I'm bad at this,' or 'This isn't for me,' or 'I don't like this.' Be patient with the practice and with yourself." Maybe you needed that today as much as I did, but I find it very freeing that we here together cannot succeed and cannot fail if our hearts are simply ready to show up. So let's begin today by taking a nice deep breath. Bring your mind, your body, your heart to this moment. Everything that has come before has brought you here. And everything that will come can wait as you enter in. So take another deep breath. And as those even, calming breaths fill your body, invite the Holy Spirit to fill you as well. Holy Spirit, speak. Holy Spirit, speak. Our passage today is from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 4 to 5, and I'll read it this first time so you can get used to these words. "Even before He made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in His eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure." Now, before I read those words for you another time, I want to invite you to listen for a word or a phrase that stands out to you today. In these few verses, what do you notice? And what does your heart resonate with? Even before He made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in His eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure. Now take a moment to jot down or even speak out loud wherever you are the word or idea that has stood out to you. It doesn't have to be crystal clear. You may even doubt yourself as you write it down, but just go with it and say or write that word or idea.
Thank you.
Now, as I read that again, consider these questions. Why did that idea connect with me today? How do these words meet me in my pain, in my fear, in my desires? God, what are you saying? Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. Don't be surprised if your mind is scattered or wandering away right now. That is totally normal, and it happens to all of us. Be patient with this practice and with yourself. And with this final reading of our passage today, simply respond to God. However that looks, with your emotions, with your body, with your words, offer back to him everything that you think and feel right now. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. now, my friend, just rest in God's presence. Accept what he's shown you today. And just be with him. And now close this practice with a prayer, your own words, to offer yourself to God and to ask for whatever you need. Heavenly Father, even the fact that we get to call you that is a gift I never want to get over. We are not worthy to be called your children. And yet, you've chosen us and you love us. So for my friend today, I pray that the truth of your unbelievable love would be made real in their heart today. And that however you've met them here, whatever you've spoken to them here, that the enemy would not take it, would not question it, but that your Holy Spirit would bind our heart to what is true. God, I pray for my friend that they would now boldly and confidently as your child walk into whatever you have next, and that you, Dad, would get all the glory for our lives. And I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Man. Oh, wow. Well, my friend, I don't know about you, but that was so powerful. I am legitimately at a loss for words for how to wrap up this episode right now. Because the truth of that passage, man, I'm going to go sit with that some more now. However you carry on from here, and until next time, may God bless you and keep you, and may you keep practicing.